Welcome to the Business Success Radio podcast. My name is Anthony Turner. In this, our second series of podcasts, we're chatting with a range of small business owners who share something in common. That is, they are all recognised champions of small business who've been acknowledged for their efforts with Small Business Awards. Listen in as we find out who they are, what they do, and why they were selected as award finalists and or winners. Today, my guest on Business Success Radio podcast is Des Marnie from Guitar Start Music Tuition in Melbourne in Victoria. Des, welcome to Business Success Radio.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Look, you're very, very welcome. And let me start off by giving you a big congratulations on a recently won award at the Whitehorse Business Group Business Awards.
Thank you very much. It was the Excellence in Business for the Sole Trader category. So I was very pleased, excited to get that award amongst some very esteemed companies. So I was very pleased.
Yeah, look, and so you should be. I mean, these things are not given out lightly. I know I've been, you know, a judge on different awards, and I've actually been a judge in that particular business awards some years back. So, I understand that they do really, you know, vet people very well before giving out awards. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got into Guitar Start Music.
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to teach music. And I'd gotten into teaching after working in agriculture and horticulture, of all things, because I loved the natural sciences. Mm-hmm. I love music. However, professionally and monetarily wise, it was a lot more sensible to get into agriculture at the time.
Yes.
So after working for a few years in agriculture, I ended up teaching in agriculture, which I really enjoyed because I felt I had the experience behind me. So I felt that it was the right time to do that. And then I received a redundancy package from my university when they received a cutback of about $50 million a year. So I grabbed that voluntary redundancy and thought this is a great opportunity to launch out and do what I've always dreamed about doing, which is teaching music. Mm-hmm. Combining those two loves of teaching and music together is what I'm doing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And obviously I would imagine that you've been playing guitar for quite a while before making that jump.
Yes, indeed. Since I've been about 15 years old, I've been playing guitar and the ukulele as well.
Okay. And what, in bands or just, you know, for fun?
A bit of both. I've played in bush bands and party bands. I've done a little bit of recording for a lady's CD that she did. Uh-huh. I've also played at concerts and fundraisers and done a little bit of professional work as well with playing live in cafes and things like that, but the main bread and butter is teaching of music.
Yeah, and I think, you know, realistically, having met a number of artists across my career, you know, whether they're music artists or different, you know, in the creative fields and everything else, often it's challenging to make a full-time living out of, you know, those creative fields and music, you know, being one of those, and teaching is a way where if you're good and you've got a good, you know, reputation and good teaching style, it is a way to give that sense of consistency of income.
Mm. And I do love teaching. I've had that teaching experience behind me, and it's something I always wanted to do. It was a dream of mine to get into this eventually, and I thought, well, this is the ideal time.
So teaching, you know, guitar and things like that, I would imagine over the last couple of years, because of, you know, COVID interruptions and all sorts of other things that have been going on in the world, would make it challenging, because there's been lots of breaks, particularly in Victoria, where we've had, what, 6 or 7, you know, lockdowns and stopping us actually engaging with people. And, you know, teaching and often is, you know, a face-to-face, you know, being together sort of environment. How did you cope with that?
Well, in the first term of 2020, mm-hmm. I was had a very full schedule. COVID came, lockdown came. The next term, I was down 50% of my regular teaching mm-hmm. Allocation. So that was via Zoom. There was a little bit of reluctance at first, but I was really happy. I'm really happy that the students have been able to embrace that, and also the community houses and neighbourhood houses that I work for were also very encouraging with enabling Zoom and giving us training mm-hmm. and taking us through the process and supporting us. So it's gradually going back up again. But of course, we've been in and out of lockdowns, but Zoom is, I believe, the best possible compromise that we had and we do have for teaching music, at least anyway.
Do you think, Des, that this is something that's going to now become more the norm rather than the, you know, COVID meant it was something doing something different because, you know, we couldn't be together. But do you think this has actually created a change in terms of how music teaching and everything else will move forward?
Well, it certainly created a niche for online teaching if people mm-hmm. desire and need to go down that way. Now the opportunity is for people who can do Zoom, do online teaching, you could teach students overseas. If I go overseas, for instance, for a period of 6 months, I know that I can still teach my students via Zoom if I have to. And if I did get somebody from overseas as a client, well, I could teach them via Zoom as well. We've had the experience with that. So it's the best possible compromise.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess nothing beats being in a room and everybody making their mistakes and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah. So how do you see your business moving forward? Do you see it being sort of going back to the way that it was being in a room, or do you see it being a blend of both, or, you know, how do you perceive it to be?
Well, probably a blend of both, with the majority being face-to-face. I find, and the students find as well too, that the face-to-face and having a group environment is very invigorating.
Yes.
And we feed off each other. We have a bit of a team dynamic happening. It's very, very positive and encouraging. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think Zoom would still be a niche thing that may have to do. But I'm also looking forward to, now that our restrictions have eased, I can get back to doing ukulele cruises, for instance, because I just started working for Ukulele Cruise Australia.
Right.
And I did our first Melbourne ukulele cruise, our inaugural ukulele cruise. That went well. Mm-hmm. And so much so that they asked me to do the 2020 Hawaii ukulele cruise, which was a big, I think, 40th or 50th anniversary. Oh, wow. But sadly, because of COVID, that was cancelled. So I'm hoping now that things open up that I'll be able to get back into that sort of thing. And also, I have been on one or two music activities overseas, and I look forward to the professional development opportunities that come up as well as the lockdown restrictions ease.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to those abilities to go out and grow and develop and do things. So what, in terms of the business side, because, you know, we are a business success radio podcast, in terms of the business side, you know, one of the challenges I see a lot of creatives have is that, you know, is managing the sort of the skills of, which is the logical skills of business, and also the creative skills or the artistic skills, which is very much, you know, not as logical. It's more free flowing, if you know, to use a term. How do you find that in terms of your business, and what are some of the tips that you might have, you know, been able to pass on to our listeners about how you blend the two things?
Well, I'd encourage people join local business groups. I'm a member of the White Horse Business Group, which I found to be very helpful, especially at the beginning of the pandemic when they gave us some very good recommendations. Professional development, speaking to other knowledgeable people in business as well. I was able to do that as I was setting up. Also, if you can use the experience you've had in your previous work, I would encourage people to use that as well. I was fortunate to work in a logistics role in agriculture. I was buying about $6 million of potatoes every year and sending them around Australia. So I got to practice all those logistics skills and, of course, other business skills of meeting budgets and achieving budgets and things like that. So that fortunately helped me. But I encourage people to do as much training as they can. Speak to other people in your same business. Go along to networking groups, business groups, local business groups, do online training, do in-person training, read books, watch videos, whatever people can and like to do to help them to grow.
Yeah, I think that's sound advice. And, you know, business groups is one of those key things. You know, I'm aware of your group. As I said before, I've you know, been in the judging panel for that. You know, it is a lot of those groups really do provide that sense of camaraderie to be able to, you know, get advice from different people with different skill sets. So I think we have to be, as business people, cognizant of the fact that none of us have got all of the skills that we need to do every aspect of business. So we need to, you know, embrace the use of others. So Whitehorse Business Group, you know, a strong group in the east of Melbourne, and you know, the awards program. How come you got into the awards, or you know, and tell me what an award means to you and your business?
Well, I got into the awards via the nomination of they called it a feel-good award for surviving COVID and contributing to the community during this time of COVID. So as a result of achieving that feel-good award from the Whitehorse Business Group, they automatically nominated me for the Business Excellence Award. And from there on, I made a nomination submission. They interviewed me and I prepared another submission for them. And then they awarded me the Sole Trader Business Excellence Award. So I was very, very pleased, very excited to get that.
Do you think business awards, what do you think business awards do to a business and or a business owner?
Well, they provide kudos and gravitas, for want of better words. Mm-hmm. It gives you an aura, a recognised level of professionalism. I know from being part of the Whitehorse Business Group, they have a series of ethics and guidelines and the people in that group must follow. So that's a good thing. That's always encouraged me to deal with people in the Whitehorse Business Group, and I expect other business groups would be exactly the same.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between many different groups. I mean, obviously there's different ones for different organisations, different communities, that sort of thing. Des, look, I think, you know, it's fabulous that you've won the award, and, you know, once again, congratulations on getting
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So what now for Guitar Start Music Tuition? What does the future hold?
Well, getting back to the level of pre-COVID, I'm getting gradually back up to that level, but also exploring new ideas like travelling workshops. I have developed a few workshops that now I can travel around, well, anywhere really, and deliver workshops to various ukulele music people. I look forward to my own professional development, going on music tours and concentrated guitar or ukulele workshops that come up. Getting better at what I do, of course. I like to encourage my students to be involved in the community. And so we've volunteered ourselves at various aged care centres, music festivals, arts festivals, and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there in the community again and being able to perform and provide some joy to people by the way of music, because I think that's a really powerful thing for people to experience and to benefit from. So, yeah, getting out there more.
Yeah, and I think it's a lovely ethos to have, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, life is not about business. Business is about life. And, you know, the more we can get out there and share our gifts and stories, irrespective of what vocation that we are in or what industry that we are in, the more that we can share with people and be with people and spread the joy and everything else, I think the better the world will be.
Yeah. And the power of music is a wonderful thing, and does bring joy and solace to people, as it has to me and others. And it's a great thing to be involved in as a business, because it matches up with my values and I suppose my life mission, in a sense.
So tell me about the life mission.
Oh, it's quite lengthy, but to summarise it, to make the world a better place by using the guidance of others around me and to help others to improve themselves in what they do. So I applied that to my teaching role, and now I'm applying to my teaching music role as well. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell. I went through the exercise of working out my vision mission with the Franklin Covey system,
yes.
The diary organisation. So I went through that very good process of working out my mission, my values, and some of my goals in life as well. So very, very fortunate that way.
Look, I can only encourage every one of our listeners to do the same sort of thing, you know, whether it's that particular methodology or whether it's others that are out there. You know, I did one which is through the Michael Gerber E-Myth side of things. They do one as well, which is, you know, you develop your eulogy and you distill it down to a powerful phrase and all that sort of thing. But I think, you know, the essence of what all of these are is that if you know what you stand for and you know who you know, you've got the integrity to remain aligned to what you stand for, then you can actually get out there and change the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kudos for you for doing that and living by that creed. I think, you know, the more that we do that in business, the better the world will be.
Thank you very much. One thing I learned from a small business mentor was that as a small business owner, we should do what we're good at and get other people to do the things that they're good at. So I'm very happy to pay my accountant every year to do my tax for me. I'm very happy for the neighbourhood houses and community houses I work for to publicise my classes and for them to take the enrolment fees in and to do the time flavour, because they're good at that. Yep. And I'm good at delivering the music and delivering the classes.
Yeah, sound words to actually end the interview on. Desmarne, thank you very much for being part of Business Success Radio today.
Thank you, Anthony. It was a pleasure for me as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.